بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Press release. Iraq between the hammer of America and the anvil of Iran. Translated. Ismail Qani, commander of the Quds force affiliated to the Iranian Revolution Guard Corps, arrived in Baghdad in a sudden and undeclared visit in which he met parties from the coordination framework in an attempt to bring viewpoints closer and prevent the escalation of internal disagreements that threatened the disintegration of the alliance after a deadlock that lasted for months since the November elections. He also met with leaders of some armed factions linked to Iran to discuss the future of these factions, including the possibility of integrating them within the official security apparatuses. In addition to discussing the issues of disengaging some political leaders from their armed wings, according to what was mentioned by an informed source to Shafak News Agency. On the other hand, media reports and informed sources revealed to Bas News Agency on Monday, the 20th of April, 2026, that the United States stopped dollar shipments to Iraq and linked their resumption to the formation of the new government in a step that reflects the escalation of political and security pressures between the two sides. Those sources reported that Washington also decided to suspend security coordination meetings until the parties involved in targeting the American embassy and the logistical support base at Baghdad International Airport are identified. In light of this tragic scene, we see the extent of humiliation and belittlement that this country has reached. The politicians who boast of sovereignty are nothing but thieves who clash over positions not to serve the country but to steal its wealth. And they know well, as the near and the far know, that they have no authority over anything. Iraq is violated land and sky by whoever comes and goes, and its internal and security system is torn between state decisions and armed factions. One side decides to engage in fighting while another adheres to diplomacy, apologizes, and clings to its relations with neighboring countries. There is no state in this distorted image except Iraq, except for Lebanon, which almost resembles it. The audacity of these politicians in claiming sovereignty has reached the point that they as a state are ready to play the role of mediator between America and Iran to calm the situation. So has a country like Iraq, with a population exceeding 40 million people, become incapable of having a wise and sound-minded man? Has this country become incapable of producing statesmen like Al-Mutasim and Al-Rashid? O Muslims in Iraq and in all Muslim lands, know with certainty that our condition will not be rectified except by that which rectified the condition of our predecessors, and it was only rectified by their adherence to their religion, and that they sold the worldly life for the hereafter, seeking the pleasure of Allah, and by that they became mighty and dominant and their enemies submitted to them. So it is befitting for you to shake off humiliation from your necks and be with the sincere workers to establish the Khilafah Rashida, the rightly guided caliphate, upon the method of the prophethood, the state of honor and sovereignty. Through it alone, you cut off the hand of every meddler who tries to violate your security and sovereignty.
أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون.
O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. And know that Allah intervenes between a man and his heart, and that to him you will be gathered. Surah Al-Anfal, verse 24. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Iraq. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.